Loam Hedge, Disc 7.
Chapter 23. A squabbling flock of starlings, disputing rights to an ant's nest, woke Jib Snout in the hour following daybreak. With a cavernous yawn, the big sea rat heaved himself upright. He cast a jaundiced eye over the three sons of Werga, who were curled up together, sleeping beneath a witch hazel. Jib Snout cuffed the trio roughly, stirring them into wakefulness.
Up on your anchors, whelps, we're on the move again.
The three smaller rats rose reluctantly, one of them glaring balefully at the tracker and hissing.
We only lay down an hour before dawn.
Jib Snout smirked.
Aye. "'Tis a shame, ain't it? Move yourself, snotty snout, and don't argue with me. If an I say you march, then you march, so batten your lip.'
Quivering with anger, the smaller rat picked up his little spear. Each of his brothers carried one too. Jib Snout had seen them use the deadly weapons, but not as spears. Although they were actually hollow rods, the spear points could be removed, transforming them into blowpipes through which poison darts could be shot with lethal accuracy. The big sea rat stroked his long dagger fondly and moved closer to the sons of Werga. He fixed the angry one with a cold stare.
Go on, mama's little rat. Use it, I dare you. Think you're brave enough to slay me, eh?
Lashing out swiftly, Jib Snout knocked the spear from the smaller rat's paws. Whipping out his blade, he menaced the other two.
Just try raising one of those things against me, and poison or not, I'll rip your throats out. Well, come on, you gutless wonders. Who's ready for a fight to the death?
The sons of Werga stood silent, their eyes cast down. Jib Snout curled his lips scornfully, turning his back on them.
I thought so. There's more backbone in an egg than in yous three put together, stringing cowards.
Each of the three blowpipes was already charged with a poison dart. Silently slipping the head from his spear, the rat whom Jib Snout had insulted placed a hollow rod to his mouth. His cheeks bulged as he prepared to propel the dart. Zip! A long arrow struck the little rat, driving him back a full 4 paces. He was dead before he hit the ground. Diving to either side, the remaining two sons of Werga sought cover. Lona emerged from out of the trees, fitting another shaft to his bowstring. The badger's eyes were red with the light of vengeance, the snarl on his scarred, stitched face transforming into a terrifying apparition. Frightened though he was, Jib Snout, a seasoned fighter, acted swiftly. Wielding his dagger, he dashed forward, hoping to get so close to his adversary that the bow and arrow would be rendered useless. Lona was in a dilemma. He could see one of the sea rats glancing around a tree trunk, ready to fire a blowpipe, and Jib Snout thundering toward him. With lightning speed, the badger acted. Falling into a crouch, he fired his arrow, but only narrowly missed being shot himself as a poison dart whipped by overhead. Jib Snout roared in pain as the arrow transfixed his paw to the ground. As Lona rose, taking another shaft from his quiver, the sea rat who had fired the dart fled off into the woodlands. The remaining son of Werga came from behind a fir tree. Certain that he could not fail to hit a target as big as the badger, as he placed the blowpipe to his mouth, Figgerlock the squirrel appeared directly in front of him, hanging by her tail from an overhead branch. She grabbed the opposite end of the vermin's blowpipe and blew hard. Clutching his throat, the horrified rat fell writhing to the ground, choked on his own poison dart. Figgerlock dropped out of the tree, nodding to Lana.
Chaha! Got to be plenty quick with a sea ratter.
The big badger put up his bow, striving to master the blood wrath that was coursing through him.
You saved my life, friend, but I'll have to thank you some other time. One of the sea rats got away. I must hunt him down now while his trail is still fresh.
The squirrel gestured at the wounded Jib Snout.
What about this one? You gonna slay him?